Recorded Books presents The Last Great Heir, Feast and Famine, Book 1, by Corina Finn, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. Chapter 1. Rue pressed her back flat against the brick wall of the alley, her breath caught in her lungs. The dormant fireplace in Wormwood Hall's library had spat her out into the vibrant bustle of Central Foret. Traveling through the secret passage felt like being flipped inside out. The first time, it was an accident. She'd tripped and tumbled headfirst through the tapestry that covered the hearth, only to find herself in the one place she wasn't allowed to go. Town. She smoothed the skirt of her black taffeta dress, which had become wrinkled in transit. From her black stockings and polished black boots to the silver bracelet with tiny skulls that dangled off her wrist, everything about her screamed famine. She grimaced. Famines weren't very popular these days. Rue remembered the way customers at the patisserie had stared at her the last time when she'd dared to order a hot chocolate and sit at a corner table, pretending she was one of the hundreds of people who swept through the city center every day. Someone could have recognized her. Someone probably did. She bit her lip so hard she tasted blood. It wasn't worth the risk. Muto, she whispered, closing her eyes tight. She pictured herself wearing a longer skirt in a pretty shade of emerald, a white blouse, a gold bracelet with charms of swords instead of skulls. Town clothing. Feast clothing, a voice echoed in her mind. She shook it off and tried to concentrate on making the charm work. When Rue opened her eyes, she was still wearing the same dress, but now it was a vibrant shade of slime green. Not quite what she had in mind. Still, it was less conspicuous than all black attire in Central Foret during feast rule. The patisserie was packed from door to counter, customers shouting over one another and pointing excitedly at the long glass pastry case that spanned the width of the shop.
"That cake is mine for my destiny's birthday party. It's tonight, you know," bellowed a portly man. He leaned over the counter, his red face very close to the shop boy's. The boy was barely tall enough to see over the register and seemed to become even smaller as the man's voice boomed through the shop.
"It is not yours," yelled a woman, just as portly and possibly even louder than the man.
"It is for my little Otto's party, which is also tonight."
The rest of the customers ignored the shouting pair as they were jostling and arguing about their own dessert-related disagreements. Others sat at tables with towers of sweets almost as tall as Rue. Gilded trays gleamed with sugared puffs and cookies and candies. All around her, people in fine, colorful clothing sipped tea and cocoa, watching the happenings as though they were at the theater.
"Your Otto," spat the man, "is quite literally a cat, and therefore does not require a birthday cake."
At this, the woman bumped him with her ample hip, sending the man flying toward a cluster of patrons beside the counter.
"Lentesco!" came a cry from the back of the shop.
Everyone froze. Rue turned to see a girl with dark, perfect curls and a determined frown. She wore a blue skirt and a white blouse and a stack of thin gold bracelets. The man stalled in the air long enough for the cafe to fall silent. He wobbled a little, then landed back on his feet. The patisserie erupted in cheers, and the girl in the back corner took a demure little bow.
"Now," she said, a smile breaking out across her face, "why don't we all stop squabbling?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?